Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG just making a video about our world today. Yes, let's go. In case you haven't noticed, practically everyone's racist. There's degrees to racism. Like me, I'm fucking racist. And I am a Hispanic dude. Yes, how can a wetback be racist? Easy! Yes, only stupid people get mad. If you're smart, you know they're not talking about you. But stupid people, well, that's another story, right? Yes, case in point, look at this dumb shit stabber. Let me play his clip.
Whoa, hey.
Yes, I guess homeboy didn't like that, did he? Yeah, fuck him and fuck his skin color. And speaking about trash, here's bullshit about Jews.
Well, it looks like the Department of Jews is sending a clear message to the American people that you do not elect your president, we do. And that if you have a problem with it, you can go to prison indefinitely. Meanwhile, liberals are still fucking stupid because they think it's a great thing, because they hate Trump so much that they would sell their soul to Satan to hurt him, because he beat their pantsuit-wearing whore of Babylon from Arkansas in 2016. And while Trump may be an absolute ball-chugging Israel enthusiast who puts Israel's best interest and the interest of every kind of degenerate faggot, nigger, and kike first before any white heritage American, he is still leading in the Republican polls and still the most popular among the people who have been hurt the most from his policies and his lack of courage and grit in the coup of 2020. Now the coup is being blamed on him because we now live in a third world shithole under that tyranny of a 90-year-old pedophile who sold you out to China as his biggest political accomplishment and maybe the biggest act of treason in modern history. Here is Chuck Hooker Choker with some bullshit.
If you're a fat pig or otherwise rough on the eyes, if you know what I mean, you should try mud sharking. My daughter Tiffany is a mud shark. She's very happy, and the niggers she dates, well, they should be in place of every white man, if you ask me. Shalom goyim.
Thank you, Daddy. You know, I've been thinking, if National Socialism is socialism, then why did they want to rid Europe of communists and not just Jews? Wouldn't that mean that they were neither racists or white supremacists, but a nation committing self-defense against the onslaught of communism dressed as democracy, which isn't just majority rule, but means no one person is ever responsible for anything? That sound Jewish than a motherfucker to me. Yell you faggots call the rest of us Nazis while Jews got rid of your president, and now they're going to throw him in prison while you get buck broken by the same Jews you blood libeled when you voted for your own president in 2016. 70,000 new IRS agents and fully funded so-called national security programs are being used by people on hormone blockers who smoke meth and steal luggage against the people who voted for Trump and all other white people because Jews rape kids and Hitler was right.
Well, Goyim, shut the fuck up and eat ass, nigger. I'll ask the fucking questions, okay? So why the fuck is Donald Trump being investigated by a grand jury? It's to send a message, not to fuck with the mafia that runs our country, or they will be forced to steal a bunch of money and kill a lot of people. Maybe rape some kids, then blame you, and then go after everyone who voted for you because they're pussies. Ever since the election was stolen in 2020, the Department of Jews and the administration have literally made up shit in as many jurisdictions and as many possible cases, and thus made it clear that they did steal the election because they're overreacting like whores, meth heads, and little bitches. Because Jews make up a vast majority of government officials and bureaucrats, and they have a higher spiritual loyalty, many of them, than nationalism. So much so that nationalism is anti-Semitic, and therefore you're a motherfucking racist. God damn shit.
Wow, he was right. Y'all be racist than a motherfucker. God damn shit. Don't even be trying to front bitch because I'm a straight up nigga, and you fit in a taste hands bitch, no cap. I'm a fuck your white women shit. If you recall the multiple wide-open transgressions of constitutional rights and liberty, then the current literal onslaught of niggers elected by George Soros trying to sue Trump with their federal office because he is a white male are coming after you next. And Donald Trump doesn't even know white people exist. We asked Trump to comment on it, and he said, "We're all one race, the human race." And that was so fucking gay that my consciousness literally phased him out of my temporal plane of existence as a defense mechanism, and will take a lot of psychotropics to get fucking jacked as fuck again. But luckily, I know some Jews, and they would love to ply me with drugs if you know about the homosex and whatnot. Thanks for watching, niggers. I'm Rodman.
Yes, don't you like the Jewry? Oh yes, gotta love it. And then from Jews to India. Guess what? India's trying to make the Indian Skynet. Let's check it out. Well, if BRICS doesn't destroy us, hopefully our king comes back and saves us from this bullshit. If not, we guess we're fucked, right? Or they could send George Floyd and kill Hitler to change the past, so we have a new future, right? But I don't think that's gonna work either, right? But don't worry, fellas, just keep on working hard, and sooner or later you will get into what you truly want and desire. Just keep on doing what you gotta do, man. Well, goodbye, guys. I gotta go do my thing and do this thing too. I'm gonna hit the Citadel myself, so you guys take care. Goodbye, farewell, be the best guys possible, and don't let these people get to you. You will get to the promised land, and you will get what you want. Trust me, it will happen. It's a process. Well, goodbye.